This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second-largest city. It has been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia should be part of the solution in Syria. He was speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said that any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. This week, the U.S. supported Turkish-backed Free Syrian Army forces suffered a series of military setbacks to the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Setbacks are rekindling concerns over the effectiveness of the FSA fighters and whether they could force Ankara to deploy more of its own troops into Syria. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed the families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia over its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, which many say is likely. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, scheduled to meet today with 180 grieving relatives and survivors of the deadly July 14th Bastille Day attack in Nice, France. The Nice attack, carried out by Islamic extremists who drove a truck into crowds gathered for the ceremonies, left 86 dead, many others injured. French authorities are still on high alert for terror activities after Nice and last year's attacks in Paris by assailants with links to the Islamic State militants. Those killed 130 people. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho repeated President Kim Jong-un's demand that the U.S. withdraw its military forces from neighboring South Korea. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly, Ri said North Korea has made every possible effort to prevent any armed conflict and its escalation while taking necessary self-defensive countermeasures whenever the provocative and aggressive joint military exercises were conducted by the United States and South Korea. So far, there has been no response from Washington. The police chief in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, says the video police recorded during the fatal shooting of an African-American man will eventually be released. Meanwhile, the family of Keith Scott released cell phone video that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday.
Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? He better not be dead.
The cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun, as police have said, when he was being confronted by officers.
We know that we will win. We know that we will win.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night on Friday to protest the shootings. People also marched in other U.S. cities, including Atlanta, Georgia. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump are temporarily winding down their activities on the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate. Trump is scheduled to make one campaign appearance today in Virginia, while Clinton is not scheduled to appear at any campaign events until October the 5th. U.S. stock markets had a down day on Friday with all three major indices lower, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all down. European and Asian stocks also finished lower.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In broadcast, it's today's